In the UK, there are growing questions over the bombshell announcement by Prince Harry and his wife Meghan that they'll be stepping aside from key royal duties. The royal family was blindsided by the news, with not even the Queen being told beforehand. Now there's growing disquiet over how they can enjoy the independence they've announced while keeping their royal titles. From London, our Europe correspondent Samantha Hawley reports.
Across the UK, this was the only news of the day.
All right. Very well, Buckingham Palace?
Yeah, no problem.
Fantastic, thank you.
And who better to ask about the public response than a black cab driver?
A lot of people are gutted because he is part of it. He's the king's son, or the future king's son, and he didn't even tell the Queen, I don't think.
Gutted, but also sceptical that the couple want independence, but also the taxpayer funds, according to driver Alfie Scales.
They got to cut all ties as well. That means the taxpayer can't pay for them as well. They got to be proper independent.
So they can't have sort of one foot in, one foot out.
Not like have the Queen's guards, like the police protection. That's it. If you leave, that's it, you leave.
Not even the Queen was told before their announcement. Now there are far more questions than answers about how they can have their independence but keep their royal titles.
The Queen is apparently shocked, and Prince Charles and Prince William are furious.
Paul Connew is the former editor of the Sunday Mirror.
This is a sort of have your cake and eat it approach, where they want to carry on with which royal duties suit them and which don't.
People are talking about the money. How will they earn the money? Will the British public accept that, one foot in, one foot out?
If they want to be truly independent, then they should really lobby the Queen to remove their royal title. I don't see that happening.
Chris Shipp, the ITV royal editor, describes it as a messy affair.
I mean, the palace don't know what's going on. Are they going to stay living in Frogmore Cottage? Are they still going to have their taxpayer-funded protection officers? How do they live half the year in Canada or North America and the other half the year in the UK?
The couple, scathing of the British press, moved swiftly to isolate the tabloids, revealing on their website they'll now favour grassroots media organisations and attacked the credibility of royal correspondents. And they'll no longer be part of the royal press rota that allows media groups to share coverage of royal events. Paul Connew again.
They don't seem to like to have any sort of criticism. They seem to think the media should be dealing with them on their terms only.
Near Buckingham Palace, some American tourists were pleased with the shift.
I don't know much about them, but I think it's very exciting to have an American join the royal family. Obviously, that's exciting for us Americans.
Yeah, do you think they'll be welcomed in America? How will Americans
maybe more welcome than here.
More yeah. Welcome.
Madame Tussauds announced waxworks of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have been removed from the royal family display. This is Samantha Hawley in London, reporting for AM.